if you're seated right next to a screaming infant, which tends to happen almost always, then you can, Murphy's Law. Then you can just sit there and smile and hardly hear them at all while you're listening to music or a podcast or just reading.
I sent two units. They're bringing her down now.
No, Lieutenant, your men are already dead.
The future is approaching faster than ever.
Technological change is speeding up, and your already maladapted evolutionary mismatches are multiplying.
In the future, the current version of you is already dead. The way around that is to keep learning, keep evolving, mentally, psychologically, physically, and financially.
Today, we will talk about our best physical tools and items that we use for higher productivity in everyday life and our professions.
Right, higher productivity and like better life quality and health, things that really have benefited us. Basic stuff, but it's still important. Yeah, and we will give a list of all these to the newsletter with links to all the items.
Yeah, so don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter.
Right, and before we begin with covering these items, I want to say that one of the most basic things that you should do is you should buy a fast computer, a fast working laptop, and you should have a fast Wi-Fi connection or internet connection if you don't already have that, because you spend a lot of your time working, and if you have to reboot for an extra 5 minutes or if your internet is slow, just like we mentioned in the other episode about the different software tools and stuff like that we use. If your email is super slow, then speed it up, you know, because that's cumulatively going to help you a lot.
I typically often wait all too long before changing my stuff.
Yeah, me too, often.
And I know that for I think the last 12 months you were complaining or suggesting that maybe, Mike, you should change your computer.
It's not like you can't afford it.
No, and I don't know why I don't change it. It's just that I have trouble committing to doing stuff.
Yeah.
All right. On to our physical tools. And I'll start with two tools that maybe aren't that productivity related, but that I think are so immensely useful in many different occasions. So one is a Kindle Paperwhite e-reader. And I can't stress Paperwhite enough, because there are other versions with color and glossy screens and lots of functions. And I don't know why. And I don't know what, but the Kindle Paperwhite is black and white electronic ink, and it works like, and it feels like ordinary paper. Mm. And you can use it in complete darkness and in full sunlight. It weighs a couple of hundred grams, and you can keep your entire library, and you can always have it with you on travels.
Okay, what's the next one?
It's digital noise cancellation earbuds, and I specifically like the Bose Quiet Control ones, and there are several versions, but I use in-ear and with a wire, with a cord. But there are wireless Bluetooth ones, and there are over-ear as well as in-ear. What's so good with these ones is that it cancels all outside noise, which means if you're seated right next to the engines on an airplane or right next to a screaming infant, which
that can often happen,
tends to happen almost always, then you
it's
can
Murphy's Law.
Then you can just sit there and smile and hardly hear them at all while you're listening to music or a podcast or just reading, just enjoying the silence of the headphones.
Yeah, I think this is, I don't know how much money these guys have made of this product, but it seems like it's a really good product because it really hits a specific segment of the population that need this. People are like audiophiles who have special sensitivity towards noise. Everyone would appreciate the benefits of not hearing a screaming child, but some people have a stronger hearing than other people.
Mm. And I think that if you are the kind of person, if you're a knowledge worker or just a knowledgeophile, and you tend to move around a lot and you want to be able to access information all the time, then the Kindle e-reader and the Bose Quiet Control taken together means that you can read everything in quiet everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good advice. I think everyone should always bring a book or this Kindle e-reader when they're traveling, because you will always have downtimes in queues and things like that. And that often amounts to several several hours that you could read instead of waste, or you could listen to a podcast too. But sometimes you don't have internet connection. Okay, moving on. This is something that you have.
Yeah. It's a special kind of a bed sheet that has a certain kind of construction around the corners, which means that it stays in place.
So this is called kuvertlakan in Swedish.
Yeah, and I have no idea what they would call it in English.
Envelope sheets.
Yeah, I know, but just think of them as specifically tailored to hug around the corners to make the sheet actually stay in place no matter what you do in bed. But whatever you do, keep your hands on top of the covers.
Okay, moving on. A calculator. Just get a basic calculator and keep it next to your computer, either at home or in the office, because sometimes you need to do calculations and you might not want to open up a web page to do it.
Yeah, or use your smartphone, which also is distracting, because that you should leave your smartphone in another room.
Good point. Okay, next one. An electrical toothbrush.
I used that. Me too. Dentist recommended it, I don't know, decades ago. And I was quite surprised, because I thought that that maybe you shouldn't use this stuff, that it was cheating and it didn't turn out as good as old manual toothbrushing. But it turns out that electrical toothbrushes are way, way superior to manual ones.
Yeah, so get one of those, and it doesn't have to cost more than like 20 or 30 bucks. And then you should also get floss. You should get physical, you know, big flossing threads. And then you should floss every day in the morning or at night or both. This is a really good but boring habit. I actually was, my dentist, when I went there a couple of weeks ago, she thought I was really good at this. So it pays off.
All right. You should use a laser printer. And I think one of the more important things to consider when buying a laser printer is whether you want or need color or not. I know you prefer color.
I mean, it's a nice option to have.
And it's not that expensive.
No, I have one for $110 and it works fine.
And another thing to consider is how much does the refill cost? How much does the toner cost? And there are very cheap inkjet printers, but where the inkjet cartridges are very expensive.
I think if you don't need to be extreme, which probably most people don't, you just need a printer to use every now and then, and then you can just get one for about $100 and you will get good enough.
Yeah, and it's if you're one of those cheap persons that I am, and you think that you don't really need a printer because you print things so rarely, then think again, because it's very comfortable, even for those like 100 pages that you write out, that you print out over the course of a year, to actually do it at home. It could be tickets or, I don't know, instructions, notes.
Yeah, we print out our notes for doing the podcast, for example. That's helpful.
And then you recommend a whiteboard?
Yeah, I think everyone should have at least one whiteboard. One for your home, and then one preferably for your office if you have a physical office. So one or two whiteboards. And then you use these whiteboards you also buy whiteboard markers. And then you write things down as you have them, and then you see them, and then you expose yourself to this message as you live at home. It's a good way to train your subconscious and stuff.
I often recommend people to sit in a squat position as often as possible, because it's good for your hip mobility. But you have taken this one step further.
I'm actually sitting in a squat position in this chair right now.
He is.
Although I'm bending my back a bit, but it's still...
And you've taken this practice to the bathroom as well, going real native.
Yeah. What you can do is, here's the next item that I recommend. It's a bathroom stool. You can either buy one for like $10 on Amazon, or you can just use a small stool in your, you know, one of these small chairs that you place your feet on, and then you use this to sit in squat position on the bathroom. This is a very weird thing to some people maybe, but it's actually really healthy. It's a very good preventive healthy practice to train yourself on early in life, and also before you become older, because what we do in the Western world is that we have poor bathroom habits. We place too much pressure on our ass, basically, and over time this makes us push too hard, and it's not good for the muscles.
So think of this bathroom stool as an anti-ass pressure device.
Yeah. Your colon is open for quick and efficient release.
And that's why we invented Turbo.
I mean, you should be able to sit like an Asian person does. Everyone in Asian countries are comfortable sitting down in squat position, and they do it on the bathroom too.
All right, moving on to foam roller or a tube roller. That's another name for them. And the tube roller tends to be a bit tougher, a bit harder and stiffer.
Yeah, and the point here is that you probably spend a lot of time sitting down by a desk or sitting down at home. And then you use this maybe one time per day to stretch out. If you don't go to, I always do it when I'm in the gym because it's part of my stretching routine at the end. But if I don't go to the gym, then I do it at home. And I just use this and I stretch out my back.
And another health device is a digital scale, a digital bathroom scale. Do you have one that's connected, online now?
No, I have a cheap one that costs maybe $20 or $30. And it shows you your different, of course, the weight, but also a rough estimation of body fat and muscle and bone density. And I don't think it's perfectly accurate, but it's a nice feature to look at sometimes.
The thing with those body fat measurements are that even if they are not precise at all, and they definitely vary a lot depending on room temperature, how sweaty you are, whether you've eaten or not, there are a lot of things that vary. But over time, if you actually plot these numbers out, you can see how your scatter diagram, how it centers around a line.
Okay.
And that line actually shows, you can see your progress up or down in terms of body fat, even if every single measurement is a poor one. It's almost like wisdom of crowds. You can ask a crowd of idiots and they will come up with a better answer on average than a super educated professor on anything.
This is something that I think is really different per area. I don't really put too much faith in the wisdom of crowds, but obviously it has areas where it works.
Yeah, the crowd is very good at guessing the weights of like a bull or calculating the number of beans in a jar. But then for more complicated stuff, they're not good at all.
Yeah, areas where you can make money, where you have expert pattern recognition, for example. Okay, so moving on, a laptop stand or a laptop cooler. And this is a small thing that you place your laptop on so that you can sit in a couch with your laptop on your lap, you know. And what it does is that, first of all, it improves your posture. And second of all, it allows you to change and vary where you work more easily. So it's like an incentive to doing that. And that's pretty useful, especially if you like to work remotely from different places. And then finally, if you have one of these coolers, then it also keeps your laptop cool with fans underneath. So I strongly recommend everyone to get one of those.
Do you have one specific that you could recommend?
I do, but I don't remember the name, but I can link to it.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, and then another one is multicolored pencils. You can buy a 4-pack of these. These are my favorite ones. And you have these 4 different colors: blue, black, red, green. And then you learn color coding. This is such a useful basic thing that everyone should learn because it makes you review notes much faster and it allows you to basically, you know, it allows you to communicate better with yourself if you learn color coding. So I learned this when I was like 21 and I just use it automatically now.
I used to do this in high school, but I don't know why it fell out of habit. And I can definitely see the upside, and it probably just takes a couple of weeks until you automatically use a certain color for a certain kind of information. But I don't know. I just don't do it anymore.
Anyway, everyone who's young should learn this fast in life because it's so easy. And then next item is a physical almanac. And this is something that we mentioned in episode number, I think it was episode number 2, how to measure your mood and become more creative. And what you do is you buy a physical almanac, and then for two, you know, you can do it for a long time, but I think you will get 80% of the benefits from this experiment in just 2 weeks. If you just write down up or down for a day, if you feel that you have extra energy or extra creativity, and then down if you feel worse than average. If you have an average day, you don't even write anything.
Yeah, and then you can, of course, use the physical almanac for other things. And also for redoing this mood energy test, maybe every quarter or so.
That's true. Anyway, I did this for more than a year, and I have to say I got almost all the gains from doing it in just a few weeks. So I recommend this experiment to everyone who wants to know their moods better if it varies. Okay, and then we have from episode number 16, to avoid chronic stress. You can go there for more information. And there we recommended a blood pressure monitor. And I have one from the brand Omron that costs around $100, and you can use this every week or so to check out your blood pressure. This is a good way to avoid chronic stress, because if you see constantly that you have elevated blood pressure, then that's a very bad sign.
And a little bit similarly to the bathroom scale in regards the blood pressure monitor. I know that professionals always like to say that these are highly unreliable and you should never use them for important things. But at the same time, I've done a ton of measurements professionally, and I've compared them to my measurements at home. And I think the home device, it works perfectly.
Well, I mean, it's just because the medical profession wants to keep its salary.
They don't
have any incentives that you should learn this.
Yeah, and of course, your device could be faulty, or it could degrade over time. But what you can use it for is you can see trends. And if you start getting weird measurements, then you go see a physician.
Yeah, the big point is, like we said in that episode number 16, we went into detail there. And the big point is that this is boundary testing. You see if you consistently have too high blood pressure, then it can be a problem. Usually it's not a problem.
All right, and finally for this episode and for the physical items and tools, we have a couple of useful things that we talked about in episode 15, the top three preventative health tests to do. And those are vitamins and minerals, which you can, in Sweden, you can test through a site called Veer Labs. And there are hormonal tests like testosterone, estrogen, thyroid, cortisol, etc. Do you have a specific test for a specific site for that? Because
no,
I don't,
because it's you can do it in Veer Labs in Sweden, but it's going to be different for international listeners. Mm. You simply have to Google hormonal tests for yourself, and then you will find it. But I don't have any big recommendation.
Yeah, and finally, you can get a measurement of your fatty acids in your bloodstream from Arctic Med.
Yes, this is good for your blood fats. So these are the three tests: vitamins and minerals, hormonal tests, and fatty acids. And you should do these every few years to be sure that your health is not going to hell.
And we will provide a list of all these tools in our usual summary in the email.
Yeah, and the links to the other episodes in the description.
And also finally, if you have a tool you'd like to recommend, you can email us at admin@futureskillspodcast.com.
All right, excellent. Thanks for listening to Future Skills, and see you next time.
Cheers.